South Korea. South Korea is facing a catastrophic wildfire outbreak as relentless flames tear through the country's southeast, leaving at least 18 dead and 19 injured, according to the Ministry of the Interior and Safety. Acting President Han Duck-soo described the disaster as rewriting the record books for the worst wildfires in our nation's history. Over 23,000 residents have been evacuated as the infernos consume forests, homes, and cultural landmarks. One of the most significant losses includes the destruction of the Gunsa Temple, a 1,300-year-old Buddhist site in Yuisong. Additionally, forestry officials confirmed that a national treasure from the Joseon Dynasty, 1392-1910, had been lost to the flames. A firefighting helicopter crashed in Yuisong County on Wednesday, further complicating efforts to contain the fires. Authorities are investigating the cause of the crash. Thousands of firefighters and 5,000 military personnel have been deployed, along with helicopters from the U.S. military stationed in Korea. Despite their efforts, strong winds have made containment difficult. The National Fire Agency has raised the crisis to the highest response level, the first time such an alert has been issued this year. So far, approximately 17,000 hectares of forest have been destroyed, marking the third largest wildfire in South Korea's history by area. The blazes, which began last Friday in Sancheong County, have spread to multiple cities, including Yuisong, Andong, Chonsong, Yongyang, and Yongduk. Han vowed a comprehensive review of the wildfire response once the crisis subsides. The government also pledged stricter enforcement against illegal burning, a major cause of wildfires, as the country battles drier than normal conditions with 244 wildfires recorded this year, 2.4 times higher than the same period in 2024.